Welcome to the Nerd Cartel Podcast. For all things nerd, pop culture, and whatever we feel like.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Greetings from the Nerd Cartel. I'm Jim.
And I'm Pete. And we got another fast-slinging, crazy episode coming towards you because Jim's house has roaches.
I have an infestation.
Yeah.
One giant. Awesome. Very personable roach. A very dear roach.
Oh no.
Oh, yeah. We're being infested.
Yeah. They're everywhere. She's everywhere.
I'm everywhere.
She's legion.
All the time.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. Glad to have you.
Shut that motherfucker. You fucking see her like every day. Like, I haven't seen her in a long time. You know.
Yeah, you know, marriage and all.
Yeah, no, I think the last time we saw you and Katrina was at the party.
Mm-hmm.
At John's annual Halloween party.
Holy shit.
Where we took best couple's costume. Again.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, you guys deserve that shit. Like, fuck, I still have your picture on my fridge.
I saw that. There's like nothing else on Jim's fridge except for like our pictures.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
Yeah, I took all my kids' awards and shit and I threw them in the garbage.
Yeah.
I was like, there's a new fucking sheriff in town. Yeah. If you want to do something impressive, if you want to make the fridge, make some goddamn costumes. And they better be appropriate and accurate to the source material.
We're talking cosplay.
Yeah.
Cosplay level.
Yeah, we cosplayed Horde.
Horde.
Yeah, Horde, because we got Hort.
We're Horde and full of Hort.
Yeah, Horde and full of Hort. But yeah, we already know what we're going to do for next year. We've already started buying things for next year with our winnings.
Like, part of my costume.
Oh,
yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're well ahead of the game.
The
you know, like that scene in Nightmare Before Christmas? It's like, how many days? It's like, there's only 300.
There's 65 days left till next Halloween.
63!
It's 64.
64!
Yeah, don't. That is the one movie I could quote you right now, line for line.
Oh, she could.
Don't go toe to toe with me on that movie.
No, I wasn't even trying. But she was like, "Sit right, fucking right."
Don't fucking disrespect that.
She raised her fist at me. She was like, two for flinching.
And that's what we call a Tuesday at the Nerd Cartel.
But we had to bring her back. We had to do a catch up episode from her. The fans love her, especially Jim's dad. You dirty dog.
It's true.
Thanks, Jim's dad. You're the only reason they bring me out of the basement.
So. Yeah, right. He's 99% of our fan base. So.
gotta give the fans what they want.
Let's just say if we were publicly traded, that he would have all the shares and pretty much he could say whatever he wants.
He's our CEO. What are we gonna do?
Yeah. So what have you been up to, Tiff?
Well, everything was going really good until yesterday.
Yeah.
I got hacked.
Yeah, she got fucking Facebook hacked.
Facebook hacked.
I freaking wish I had Liam Neeson powers where I can go out and I will find you and I will skull fuck you, but I can't because I know nothing.
All we know is that this person is somewhere in Vegas. Where their IP address is coming from is somewhere in Vegas.
Oh, it could be a proxy though. They could be coming from anywhere.
And right. I know that the first letter of their email address starts with an S, and the first letter of the, like, you know, where it's like at Gmail or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The first letter of their at is it starts with an O, which I don't understand.
Outlook.
Oh. The plot thickens.
Yeah. So it's someone at work.
Slippery Pete.
Yeah.
At Outlook.
Now we're getting it. Yeah, it was me, guys. It was me. So this episode is brought to you.
Yourself.
I've tried and it's not gonna work out. I have to Marilyn Manson remove a rib. Yeah, it's a lot of
And then it's even further because it's your eye and not your mouth.
Yeah, even so two ribs. Wow. Yeah, so it's a lot of
too many ribs.
Too much. So this episode is brought to you by the letter S and Outlook. Look, so if there's any hackers out there who could help me hack this hacker, let's find this guy. And then I apologize for everybody who's been receiving random emails from her asking them to borrow your email and all that stuff. If you receive it from her, no, it's not her. And I'm sorry if you received a picture of my asshole.
I'm pretty sure
it's
I got
not,
that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's not her. She didn't send it to you, and it's not my asshole. So stop licking the screen. Well, it's not me.
Is it your asshole, Tev?
No, it's some random.
No one's asshole.
It's somebody's asshole. Yeah.
And waxed, it's mine.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's not, then it's not mine.
And if it's full of hair and looks like a Snorlax, then that's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Sarlacc or
Sarlacc?
Like
no, it's its own thing. It's both of those together. It's a combination. Sarlacc and a
Snuffleupagus.
So yeah, you know, other than getting hacked and like I've literally done everything to try to get back in and it's not happening. So
no.
I think I'm just like off Facebook forever. I don't know. I think I'm okay with that. I'm really just bummed because
it's the worst one. I mean, people use it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, for the last like 6 to 8 months, the only reason I've been using it is because like I know you guys nerd out on your nerd stuff, but like my nerd stuff is crafting. Yeah. Like that's my jam. So
what, like drinking craft beer?
Yeah. No. Like drinking craft beer and then crafting. Like there's copious amounts of like hot glue and glitter.
Sniffing hot glue?
Yeah.
Sniffing hot glue and then getting all up in that glitter.
It's like waxing it. It's a twofer, really.
Wow.
Mm. Waxing at the same time. It's crazy.
I'm digging.
Yeah. We party.
Whore.
Because we get a whore.
No, I'm really just bummed because I finally like weeded through everybody and I just got it. I got my Facebook to the point where it was just memes and crafting shit. And I was super stoked on it because I was just like good content everywhere. It was like dogs, true crime stuff, crafting, and I was super happy.
Which is wonderful. Yeah, which is awesome because like I said, dogs, crafting, and murder.
Yeah. That's my
girl's dream.
Do they ever cross over like murder dogs or
murder dogs crafting?
However, I'm so sad about this because I just joined a group called Dark Humor and Yarn.
Yeah.
And I found it's such a niche group, but I found the group of people that work in veterinary medicine that also do yarn crafts like crocheting and knitting and stuff, and they like true crime.
Get the fuck out of like here. Me. That's such a niche.
There was like 10 of us, and I was super stoked. I was like, my people, I found my people. And now they're gone because of some fucking asshole who just has nothing better to do with his time than email or her. People.
Yeah, or her. But no.
Or her.
Girls could be assholes.
Well, yeah.
Maybe it's slutty pee and not slimy pee.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's slimy slut pee. I don't know.
We don't know how many letters are in there. Yeah, Petra. Yeah.
Slimy slut Petra.
So now I've got to craft by myself and it's kind of sad. But yeah, other than that, Peter and I have just been, you know, doing our thing, being freaking lazy and watching a ton of TV. I'm super good with that.
Oh, it's been awesome. We also got our first Friday the 13th tattoo.
Yeah, we did.
And fucking sick, too.
Yeah, I just told him the other night we were watching something, and I was like, so when are we going to get our matching tattoos? Because we've talked about it, but then there's also been the issue of, like, do we get names? Do we get initials? Do we do dates? And then we decided,
no. I'm glad you guys did.
No. We, for one thing, sorry for everybody who has it. In my opinion, it just doesn't look good.
It doesn't. Names.
I don't know. And it just looks a little trashy.
And it's almost like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a bad omen.
It's a bad omen, yeah.
Yeah, tattoo people will tell you that, yeah, that's a bad omen. You know, how many times do you have to, like, cover up a tattoo and everything? And which I have seen, like, a really good cover-up, and it was just, like, blacked out, and it was dripping, like, paint. And it was, like, a paint roller rolling over it. Yeah,
cool.
And I was like, that's pretty rad. I kind of want to get a name just to black it out. Just to do that. Just to have that.
I got a couple names for you.
Oh, yeah. We'll just put them on. We're making a list.
We're talking about us at outlook.com. You
yeah, you're first on the list. Yeah. Well, we decided, yeah, we're going to get something cool. That especially like if we do break up, I mean, I'm never going to regret ever being with Tiff. So I'm always going to like the tattoo.
I wish I had Tiff's face on a t-shirt right now. She's like, wait, what the fuck?
I'm saying what she said verbatim. This is definitely her idea. She said no names, no dates. Let's get something cool that we would like if, you know, worst case scenario, we end up being friends.
Yeah.
And then like, but you know, we ended up getting, we found out that, our buddy Elaine, is doing tattoos, and it was Friday the 13th. They had a special where they're...
Yeah, the flash tattoos.
Flash tattoos, yeah. Yeah. And then...
she had a bunch of them, but and they were super cute. Like, she had a couple Sully, like Disney Sully. Mm-hmm. She had a couple Baymax tattoos, and I was like, oh, those are really fucking cute. But, and then, I mean, she had, I think she had like four or five different sheets of like really cute shit.
Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah, but, and, you know, obviously Peter and I are big Diz nerds, but I as soon
Diz nerds.
As soon as I saw the Leia and Han Solo tattoos, I was like, that's it.
Yeah. You had to.
Yeah, because she already had it. She sent me all the flash tattoos that she had, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to have enough time. I have to go to work, and we have like this breakfast to go to. And then I was like, ooh, but that Han and Leia, though. And she's like, that's the one I was looking at. And yep. I was like, all right, we got to do this. And it came out really good. Yeah. It's,
I'm looking at yours right now.
I have a Han Solo on my leg, and he has heart eyes. And then she has like a Leia with blowing a heart kiss. Yeah. And then it's not colored in because obviously the point of that day is you got to try and get as much clients as you can in. So it's just like a quick in and out type of deal. Tattoos, yeah. But Elena is going to color it for us. We're going to go back to her. And then the plan is that on our anniversary, which is on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
January 1st. We plan on going back, and I'm going to get her tattoo. So the Leia tattoo, but it's going to be in blue, kind of like a hologram. And then she's going to get mine. Also hologrammed blue, so it's kind of like my leg is calling her leg is calling mine. So
and it's gonna be like super cute.
Yeah, super cute. I'm gonna love it.
Are you gonna get the Leia on your vagina like she got it on her?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah,
okay. Dude, on the left.
Come on.
Labia.
On the left. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. On my
left
second leg. Vagina. Yeah.
So Elaine. You want to give her a shout out where people could hit her up?
No.
Tattoo? No? Okay.
No.
She's just aight.
Yes.
Well, okay.
She's absolutely fantabulous.
So I left my phone, which I had it pulled up and queued. I left my phone in the living room. Oh, no, I don't have it right here.
No, it's right here. All right. So bear with us, guys.
Damn, different. Oh, yeah. We got it. We got it. Yeah.
Bring out my saxophone.
Okay. Okay, intermission over. So Elaine, her Instagram handle is Elaine Tattoos. That's it. All one thing, no underscores, no dashes. I'm gonna spell it out for everybody. ElainETattoos. That's Elaine Tattoos. That's her Instagram handle. Go check her out.
Check her out. Yeah. She's got a lot of cool stuff. She's also working at the Fallen Crow Tattoos. So you could give that place a call and see if you could set up an appointment with her.
Yeah.
Fallen Crow is also John Layton's place.
What up, John?
Yeah, what up, John?
He doesn't listen to the show, but.
But
if he
spirit,
did.
Yeah, he would be so stoked. He'd be like,
that's my shop.
That's us.
Those are my friends.
Those are friends of theirs.
He's like, those guys ate food at my Halloween party.
Which was awesome. Awesome,
yeah,
anyway.
God, thank you, John.
Yeah, it's something we look forward to every year. is that party? That party is butt ales.
Yes.
Butt ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Butt ales. It was like a spooky, spooky badass.
Okay.
I think I started a word and I didn't know.
Theme. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I think I started a word and didn't know what word I was gonna say, and I was like, all right, I have a B and a U. Where to go there?
Buns.
That place is the buns.
Yeah, it works.
So that's how you get words like fucking like dawsome or dosome. Yeah, where you got to say dope and awesome at the same time.
Yeah, right. That's what ended up happening.
And then Katrina like pretends like she tries to let it go, and she's like, "Wait, what the fuck did you did you have a stroke?" And I'm like, "When I heard it, can you just let it
roll?"
It's good. Thumbs up. Good. It's good. That's all I meant to say.
She's just such a nice person. She's like, I'm just going to let that go.
No, she calls him out.
No, she calls me out every single time.
Yeah, no,
well,
she's
it's
trash.
You. If it was me, she would have let it go.
Oh, if it was anyone else. Yeah, was anyone. I was like, did you hear that? And she's like, did it sound like anything to me? I'm like, what the fuck?
So good. So what have you been up to, Jim?
Gym stuff. I did actually have some pretty fucking epic gym stuff that some of you may have seen on our Nerd Cartel Instagram. I found... I thought I had like a, I think it was like a 250 card box and a 500 card box. I thought that was the remnants of my entire collection. Yeah,
which is 750.
Good math. Yeah, good math.
Thank you. I know. That's what I'm about. So quick, like calculator over here.
What you don't see is Peter has 750 toes. He counted that shit fucking fast as fuck.
I could never lie to him about like how much money I did or did not spend, because he could just like right on the spot just tell me like that is a lie.
It's all my toes. It makes me run fast. It makes me count fast.
Yeah, he could grip like fucking poles. He can walk on any surface. Yeah,
and I taught her how to dangle.
So anyway, I was in the garage and cleaning out my storage rack to make room for Crouchy the Clown. Because he comes in this giant ass box, and Katrina's like, "Where the fuck are you gonna put that smart ass?" And I'm like, "God damn it!" Like, yeah, look at you, like rational. Yeah. Like, I mean, like,
probably somewhere pretty blossom.
So anyway, like I was out there cleaning all this bullshit out, and I pulled this red toad out, like covered in dust, and I opened it up, and it's completely full of cards, dude. It probably weighed 50 pounds.
Jesus.
And I went through
like a small child.
Yeah, I went to Graham Crackers Comics in Marietta, and I bought.
Where's that? It used
to be Ryan's.
Oh, okay.
It used to be Ryan's Comics. Okay. Yeah.
Right off of Marietta Hot Springs, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I went, I guess you take like Los Alamos, like
Los Alamos and Madison.
And, anyway, so I was, went in there, got a 5,000 card box, and I was, and like Katrina and Melanie were with me, and they're like, "For real? Like, you think you're going to fill up that box?" And I'm like, I'm thinking about filling up both of those boxes. And Mace.
Oh my God, we're in closed doors and maced everybody.
Next episode, how to clean your eyes after getting fucking maced.
When you showed me that box, I thought that box was in the tote. I didn't realize you had to go buy that box.
No, I had to go buy that and then organize. I mean, because it was in like...
That's like a fucking fancy box.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's bare.
Do you want to put some stickers on it? Yeah. I got a so ton clean of stickers looking. For my birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Thanks,
yeah.
sis.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, maybe we could adorn it with some stickers and post it on Nerd Cartel Instagram.
At least one stitch sticker.
But I was like, hey, I don't have enough to fill... 2 5,000 boxes, but I still haven't even fucked with my Star Wars cards. And yeah. I mean, there's probably 2,500 in there.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah, a collectible card game, and then that's
all Magic cards.
I have a thousand Magic cards. Oh. I have probably 3,000 plus Marvel trading card series, I got all kinds of chase cards in there. I have
all the Pokemon cards to Jamie.
Yeah. So Jamie has Pokemon cards, and not that many. The ones that you were looking at.
Okay. Yeah.
I found two Nolan Ryan baseball cards when he got his 5,000 strikeouts, which are actually worth some money.
Shit.
So I may.
I know nothing of baseball.
I may sell one or both of those
and retire.
I might sell one or both of those and take a long weekend. I may go to Catalina and limit myself to one margarita per day. Yeah, I don't know.
How much could I get for this? Like, you could look at the margarita. You've already spent all your money.
So I was actually thinking about doing that and buying some singles that I need to complete the sets of the other cards.
Oh, very cool.
You know, so I'm not out of pocket. Mm-hmm. Like, I come across like this cool ass find, and then I'm like, oh, it only cost me $800 to complete all these bullshit sets that I'm trying, you know, I'm missing like two or three cards on. But,
so dope.
Yeah. It took me a long time, and they're not even sorted to my standard, honestly. I mean, like, I broke them down by set, and then Katrina had Bunko last Friday, and it was like, oh, all the cards in the box. Fuck all shit. Like, I got to clean up immediately, you know, so.
Yeah. I can imagine, because when I was talking to you the other day, when you came and visited the restaurant, I was telling you about how I was looking at my different pops, and I was looking it up, and some of them were actually worth something. And I was like, oh yeah, cool, my collection. You were like, have you ever made a spreadsheet and all that stuff? And you were like breaking it down to what I should do. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm that cool.
Yeah. My dad would absolutely do that if he collected Funko Pops.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I wouldn't do it on a trading card level just because there's so many.
Yeah.
But like, for pops, if you do them at, I mean, it would be a heavy lift for you now, because how many do you have?
Probably not that many.
200? Well, 300?
No. Well, there's easily 15, easily 15 on the shelves that I built.
Yeah, I at least have 15.
So there's 45. We're looking at, like, 45 in the bedroom.
Oh, dude, plus, you could make a spreadsheet,
no problem. Honestly, there's less than 100. I know that there's less than 100.
No, I think I have more than 100.
No, we don't. Even the ones that aren't currently out, that are still sitting in a bag because we have nowhere to put them.
Yeah, oh my God.
At some point, my dream for Peter is to, like, either in our bedroom or in his own room, just, like, put shelves all along the freaking, like, near the ceiling, and he can put all his pops and collectibles there.
So definitely less than 100.
There's less than 100.
So you're saying I can get more.
Well, after
you buy me a house, and we can talk about it
after the show.
Yeah. Actually, that's all I heard is like, I don't have enough.
You don't have enough.
I don't have enough.
No, I'm bad about this, and I'm contributing to an this enabler. Problem
yeah,
because I went.
You're
to
this, an enabler. Yeah,
I am a fucking enabler, and I almost did it again the other night. So there's a 7-Eleven right near my work, and I go there sometimes after work to, like, get a beer and cigarettes. And I stopped
classy.
In classy. Look, I don't know if you guys know what I do. It's a tough job, okay? Yeah. Sometimes you need a drink after work.
Do you drink it in the parking lot, though?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Only if they have the brown paper bag. Yeah, if it's a plastic bag, it just doesn't, it's like, no, doesn't
that's
taste
a,
the same.
That's a buzz ball full. Yeah, like, I drink a buzz ball and I get a beer home.
It was a Corp 45.
Well, and then sometimes, like, the freaking myriad of cops, like, hang out there. So, you know, there are nights where I just take that beer home. You know, I work with a woman whose husband is a cop, and I don't want him to rat me out to her. I don't want her to look down on me. Anyway, back to the story of my enabling. So I'm at the 7-Eleven, and like, right there at the checkout stand, you know, that freaking impulse buy shit. So I see the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And a Funko Pop. And I was like,
at 7-Eleven? No shit.
At 7-Eleven. Yeah. I was like, the last place, because when I worked at Walgreens, that was so bad, because I would bring home pops all the time.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Or I would at least tell
Walgreens
him about
has
it.
Good pops.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and sometimes, like, we had exclusive ones. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I would tell Peter, I'm like, I have it hidden, just come get it. Anyway, so I saw The Mandalorian, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna buy it. So I brought it home. And he was like, oh, thanks, babe. And then it was like 3 days later, I did the same thing, go get my cigarettes, and they have the child. And I was like, oh, god damn it.
I need the set.
And I almost bought it, and then I was like, yeah, I have nowhere to put this. The cat is gonna eat it. Like, yeah, but he's getting crazy.
He's I don't a want him to piece start of shit. Stuff.
You mean Logan Marshall?
Yeah, yes. Logan Marshall.
Logan, X-Man Marshall.
Logan.
I don't know what middle name. They all have middle names. He doesn't have one yet. Oh no, it was Sonic.
Yes,
because he rolls up into a ball and, like, rolls nickname. Around everywhere. Yeah, yeah. He's
like,
crazy.
He'll just be chilling. All of a sudden, he'll see his tail, and he's like, come here, motherfucker!
He'll latch onto it.
And then roll around.
And then he just rolls down the hallway and rolls back down the hallway.
Well, I have to stop you guys right now and just say, don't share any more of Logan's personal information, because he may also become the victim of identity theft. Which is no laughing matter.
S.
Yeah, s@outlook.com. If you're listening,
fuck you.
Yeah. Don't hack our cats. Don't finger our cats.
They don't like that.
Yeah, don't do it. So anyway, speaking of Mandalorian, we are going to set this up. We're planning on doing two episodes of Mandalorian, and then just kind of reviewing them every 2 weeks. So every two episodes. So we're going to do one and two. Yeah. This next one we're definitely going to do with Tiff. So she's going to be a part of that. Tiff was just as excited as I was.
I'm just here for comedic relief, really. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
She is. Yeah. She's great. She's great. I'm glad to have her. And
so I do have one thing to add about the Mandalorian.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it may also be comedic relief. Okay. I hope not. I hope it's fucking awesome. Just greatness. But I ordered a Mandalorian helmet off of Instagram.
Oh yes,
for $29.98.
Is it yeah, like hopefully a statue, it's good. Or is it like a lifeline?
No, it is face? A wearable fucking helmet.
Ooh,
and okay. It looks sick as fuck.
You call us when you get it.
Yeah.
No. I will unbox it.
Oh,
we'll unbox it.
We'll
yeah.
unbox it. Okay. Yeah,
when we'll I get it, we'll unbox it. I'm supposed to get it in 12 to 20 days.
Nice.
And I am a fucking child because I almost paid an extra $10 to get it in 7 to 12 days. And I'm like, God,
with the money you saved already, no one would blame you.
Well, I
would
have just
taxes and shipping, it was $39.98. So if it's half as cool as my Darth Vader helmet, you know, the Dawn Post, you know, classic. I'm gonna be I'm gonna be stoked if it's made out of Play-Doh. less stoked.
Yeah, Play-Doh and felt. Yeah,
yeah. That means I'll wear it and then eat the motherfucker. Yeah,
it's all warped.
Yeah, just
looks like that guy from the Goonies,
or it looks like the sloth. I was gonna say, or the burnt Darth Vader helmet in the new movies. And
just slabs of green on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Repurposing.
So good. Also, speaking of Mandalorian helmets, I built a wicked sweet Mandalorian Lego helmet.
And it is a very specific Mandalorian.
It was honestly,
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
It was honestly really cute. I mean, I don't know if
awesome.
I don't know if cute is the word you want me to use, but cute is the word I'm going to use.
I know I'm cute.
It was pretty fucking cute watching you put that shit together.
Thank you.
Because I was just like minding my business, watching TV or whatever I do.
Yeah.
He's just like very cutely like looking at his little book, seeing like, okay, this is the ones I put together. And like, it was, I don't know, it was awesome.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, like, I was like on the carpet, like laying on my stomach with like my 2 feet in the air, like rocking them back and forth and everything, like trying to read and going through it. But I didn't really play with Legos when I was a kid because Legos are expensive.
They're super expensive.
Like this little helmet alone was like $50, but if you want to actually build something cool,
easily
$150 to $200.
Like, cause we saw,
can you wear that helmet for $50?
No, I couldn't.
You're crazy.
I couldn't. Ooh. But you're good, and somebody already built it for you.
We'll see. I don't know.
This is something that you just put on your desk.
Yeah,
and you're like
a little statue.
Cool. Yeah, it's like you killed
I saw it on Instagram. It's sick.
I'm a fan of it.
Yeah.
But I was such a fan of it because, like, I had Legos and, like, Kinects and I had all
rich bitch.
Stuff. I mean, yeah.
Matching bra and panties probably, too.
I did, yeah, right. Yeah.
no holes in your socks.
Yeah, and now that I moved out of my parents' house, my dad is absolutely disgraced when I come into his house because he's like, there's holes in your socks! Yeah. They don't match!
He's like, your bra and panties don't match.
Ew.
It's like, isn't he taking care of you better than that?
He needs to be.
If my dad didn't love you so much, he probably would say something like
God,
that.
Yeah.
But he does love you.
The
anyway,
golden child.
So, I mean, like, yeah, we had Legos and stuff like that, but they didn't have cool stuff like we've got now.
Not even close.
So when I saw Peter and, like, he made his Mando helmet, and I was like, wow, that's really fucking cool. So we went back to Target. And I was like, let's find something that, like, we can do together. And the only thing that we could really do together that was still in our price range.
Yeah.
Because, I kind of wanted to do that. Was it the X-Wing?
Yeah.
Those fuckers are so expensive.
No. God.
It was one of those. It was one of those ships.
Yeah.
And it was, like, it was going to be huge. But I want to say it was, like, $130, $150. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's a lot for right now. So we ended up getting, like, a Batman and Robin and the Joker and Harley Quinn, like, Lego set.
Okay.
So it was pretty rad.
Like, Robin has, like, a motorcycle you could build.
Yeah.
And then the Batman and the Joker each have their own vehicle.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn doesn't have shit.
She's just there with her, like, hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I put together the Robin, like, his motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put together the Joker's... like little tricycle thing. Well,
okay.
It wasn't a tricycle. It was like a car.
It had four wheels.
It
shoots things and all that stuff.
So that was the
whole
thing.
Oh, it has projectiles?
So I put it together and it had that kind of barrel like you see in a revolver.
Okay.
So you put all these little orange tabs. So you put it in there and then you're like, well, fuck, how do I shoot this thing? But as you start moving the vehicle, it just, there's like a little hammer that just
it
fucking pops it out. So it's literally like a revolver on this guy's car.
It's pretty rad.
It was honestly so cool.
And then I built the built the Batmobile
So I built that out, which also shoots like it sings, but Batman has a little more self-control, so you have to, and less chaotic, so you have to push for him to shoot and everything. So not as cool as a revolver. And then I slowly built Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
One piece. I walked away for that one.
You're so... so rectangular.
You like that, don't you?
Yeah, your little stumpy legs. Yeah. Big head.
I'm going to break your hip.
Yeah, I'm going to break it.
Oh, my God.
Pop you off.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, I wasn't there for that.
It's probably for the best.
But yeah, those good times.
It was good times. So, well... thank you, everybody. Please be on the lookout for the Mandalorian episode that's going to be coming out. Yeah. Like I said, we're going to be doing episode 1 and 2. And then following, probably next week, we're going to bust out episode 3 and 4. These will have spoilers in it, because by this time, come on, if you're that far behind, just get this episode. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Get the seven weeks.
I know people in like third world countries are pirating this shit.
Yeah, right.
So I mean, like,
and life will find a way, bro.
Yeah, life. Yeah, that is the way.
That is the way. Yeah, this is the way. So be on the lookout for that. And then, yeah, if you want to do us a solid, go ahead and like and comment. Give us 5 stars, 10 stars, 50 stars, 100 stars,
whatever iTunes all will the stars. Allow you.
Yeah, give us all the stars, all the stars. And then comment anything you like. Comment, hey Tiff, fuck you, Jim, fuck you, Peter, bring more Tiff. Put whatever you want.
I told you, stop calling Dad.
And then you can find us on Spotify or iTunes or pretty much
wherever your ears go for love. We're there to love them.
Okay, and bye.
Bye.
Later. Say
bye-bye, Taylor.
Bye.
5. We're all fine here.
We're all fine.
Was it fine?
It was fine.